Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there, happy Friday. You are, witnessing, if you're watching, is it witnessing if you're listening, history, as this is, after all these years, our first ever show from a sauna. The Bulldog naked thing the other day took off, and we are sitting very close, awkwardly close together in a sauna right now. It looks like the studio that we're normally broadcasting from, but by temperature, it can't be.
All we need is Kramer in here to say, it's like a sauna in here.
Yes. It is like a sauna in here. I feel like I'm already in here for too long.
It feels wet. Like, it actually feels wet in here to me right now. The rest of the building is very comfortable. I think we both took a little walk before the show here.
It's nirvana.
When I walked back in and the door closed, the first thing I said was, it's hot in here. And you said, what? I just said that out loud. You walked in the room and said the same thing, and I wasn't even in here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's it doesn't feel good right now.
There are sort of time limits on saunas, right? Or hot tubs. I know hot tubs.
I think it can be bad for you to stay too long. Yes. We'll dehydrate.
Do people follow that one? Like, I don't know from saunas, but hot tubs, my son is big into, he loves to be in a hot tub since he was very little. And we always have to sort of drag him out of there.
Yeah.
Like, the signs will say, at like a resort or something, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But he has a friend whose family has a hot tub, and he loves to go there. And I have no doubt they're in there for like 3 hours straight, if not longer.
Right.
They're not adhering to, is it just for adults? Is it if you're old? What are the hot tub time limits about?
I have so little hot tub experience.
Yeah, I don't love it. So
that I don't, I don't know. Like I don't think even stepped foot in one at a resort or anything where they would have these signs. I've seen them there. Maybe a time or two with the kids when they were little or something, like, oh, let's go try that. And they got in like, it's hot. This is, yeah. I'm like, okay. Mostly it's been private, you know, like Airbnb rentals maybe my wife and I have had, and there's one there. And we'll enjoy it, but it's not something that we're sitting in for hours on end or anything.
No. Usually it takes me about as long to get comfortable in a hot tub as there is time on the little clock, if you even bother with the clock. Right. Like, it's time to get out. Just as I've gotten, well, warmed up to it, yep, it's time to get out. So this is our studio. I'm sure you knew that. And I know it is because Jeremy continues his game of using this microphone that I use like he's playing Jenga, where he's maybe now making a concerted effort every morning to get it by the end of his shift. So it's like one touch away from completely falling apart. Unscrewing, is he meaning to do it?
No.
Unscrewing this little knob here?
I mentioned to you, like when I get up in the morning, I'm scrolling. Like most normal people, I don't know. Anyway, like a normal person in this business, I guess. Like I'm scrolling, catching up on news from overnight and early morning, and I will see clips that my kid puts up on social media of their show.
By the way, that's his job to do that.
That is, it's just a hobby. He works here. I know this because his room is right next to my room, and when he gets up every morning at 4:30, I usually hear him. I usually get right back to sleep, which is ideal. Anyway, so I see these clips, and even if they're just like a minute and a half or whatever, however long these things are, Jeremy, we've all got things that we do. Like, I don't know. I don't watch long clips of our show to know for sure what my thing is, but I'll bet I have one or more. Jeremy fiddles with this, that rig. He moves it around a lot while he's talking. It's just a habit he has. I wonder if he's even aware of it and is only right now, if he's listening, going, wow, do I do that? But
only finding out right now, that's his fault, because I sent him a cease and desist a long time ago.
He'll move the whole boom around like I'm doing right now if you're watching on YouTube or the Twitch like the kids use. But he fiddles. He's a fiddler with the mic situation. So that's why yours is loose and mine's not. I never noticed just Joe doing that.
Today it was, if I touched it wrong,
it was
at 2:59, the whole thing collapses, and I don't know what happens. I probably just take off. It's 100. I'm already medically required to leave this room.
We've been in here too long.
And the microphone falls apart. I'm just out. I think I might just, that's it. I'm that close. Speaking of out, Peter DeBoer. So, 3 years as the coach of the Stars, 3 trips to the semis, goodbye. Is there more to it? So going back to, and I don't want to just make this about the Dallas Stars, and I promise not to, but if you go back to their loss to Edmonton, and he rips the goalie, basically rips the goalie, and like Greg Wyshynski, today his tweet was, guy who talked like he knew he was getting fired gets fired.
Right.
So is it more than, yeah, you just have not shown an ability to get us to the finals? Is it probably more? Or is it just we've hit our head on the ceiling here? There was really no floor. He'd never done worse than getting them to the conference finals, but still.
I thought last week when, you know, we heard his comments, I think Friday morning, because that game was Thursday night, I believe, if I remember the timeline correctly. So when it came up on our show, I think I said he sounded like someone who knew or suspected he could be getting fired just because of the result of the game. Right. And
is that what we don't know?
That is what we don't know. We don't know that because he did say what he said about the goalie. And then that to me even got worse on Saturday when they had locker clean out and the goalie, Jake Ottinger, who's just going into year one of an 8-year, $8+ million extension. Like he's a young, he's Team USA's number one goalie probably going into the Olympics. He was behind Hellebuyck, and he outplayed Hellebuyck these playoffs, albeit he lost here, you know, but a round later.
Did he play Four Nations?
Yes, he was the backup. Hellebuck was the number one goalie for Team USA, and he was there along with Swayman, the third U.S. goalie from Boston. It was tracking like he's now in the driver. He beat Hellebuck head-to-head with Dallas, and now we're in the driver's seat. He's a kingpin guy, 8-year, full no move, just all the stuff you get. And when locker cleanout came a day after DeBoer pointedly criticized the goalie, he's lost 6 out of 7 to this team. Not we, he, the DeBoer said after the game. Then on Saturday, it came to be known that Ottinger, when he met with the media, said he hadn't talked to DeBoer yet. Like, they had not had any words at that point about his being pulled like he was. Thought, wow, that's really odd.
He's pulled like 2-0 early.
Yeah. First two shots went in. They called timeout. And the whole scene
was to go back in.
Yeah, the whole scene was really weird. It didn't look like DeBoer had made it known to him that he was getting pulled until he started skating away, and DeBoer called him back, and then that was it. And that seems like the last interaction that they had as of last Saturday morning, anyway, or Saturday afternoon, whenever they cleaned out lockers. So I thought the result and the way DeBoer talked, and even maybe him pulling the guy in the first place.
Yep.
It was like he suspected, if I don't get us through this, I'm in trouble.
Well, that's right. And he never went back in, right?
No.
I mean, they never caught up.
No, they got the 3-1, I think, after the first. I think they scored to make it 2-1, and they gave up I can't remember what the order was, but it was 3-1 going into the second. And there was, I think, plenty of speculation during the first intermission shows. Do you put him back in?
Yeah.
Because, what are we doing here? Casey DeSmith is not, it's not a better goalie than Jake Ottinger. It's not even close.
What did they lose, 4-1? Maybe?
No, they got to 3-2 and then 4-2. Maybe, I don't remember what the final score was. But it was, every time they scored, they gave up another goal.
If I may, the Bandits' opponent in the finals, Saskatchewan, and I'm not sure if the calculus is different for indoor lacrosse exactly, because there are more goals, but the Bandits in the final game were lighting up the Saskatchewan goalie, who was like really good, I guess, and got them to the final game of the season. And the game was might have been 7-3 Bandits. And the Saskatchewan coach pulled him at that point, thinking like, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. Same thing. But it's not right away in the game. It's like the second quarter. And Saskatchewan scored right there. And the guy put the goalie back in. They got to 7-6, and then the guy got lit up in the second half too. So it looked like maybe a masterstroke.
Yeah.
Because who knows if it really is? Like, it's just so random, and this is the kind of thing where we're guessing at momentum stuff that really does not really help matters.
I just thought that the actions coupled with the way DeBoer sounded after the game, to me, he sounded like someone who maybe thought, I'm in real trouble here. Because I think if he was secure and felt like, we lost to a great team again in the conference final. I pulled the goalie, but I had to do something, and I'm just trying to spark the team. This isn't about Jake and the two shots. They were premium scoring opportunities. Guys all alone in front on the first one, a breakaway on the second one. So I'm not pinning it on him. I just needed to try to do something. You say something to that effect. We've all heard it 1,000 times. The guy didn't even have to mean it. But if he thinks he's coming back there, that's how he sounds, I think. I think that's easy. That's out of the coaching goalie relationship playbook. Right, you know who this guy is. You know the power he wields in the organization with the contract he's got. You do not ostracize him to that extent unless you think you're going out and you want to go out saying, you know what, this guy blew it for me. You want to pin it on him.
He kind of did.
Yeah, he did. It was never invalid to pull him. I think it was a little nuts not to put him back in to start the second.
Well,
but, nonetheless, I just think it all just read to me ahead of time like he's on thin ice and he knows it. Otherwise, I don't think he would have handled himself the way he did. Even with time to reflect on it.
Well, maybe. Like, again, not to just do this talking about the Dallas Stars, who've been eliminated for a week anyway. It's just more the McDermott comp is there. Like, coaches that go almost all the way but not, and they have shots at it, and still don't make it. Like, DeBoer's career is kind of mostly that. He has been to the finals twice, it's been almost 20 years, I think, now, 15 plus years as an NHL coach, five different teams, no cup, but he's been, you know, like kind of like Lindy, maybe?
Yeah, he's had success, and he's been close, but he's never gotten a team all the way there.
So how do you know? There are times, for as much, maybe this is why, for as much time as we spend on the Bills at, every day, and McDermott and the whole thing, there are times when I think the idea of a coaching change is ridiculous. And I think I would feel that way about Dallas today. Like, if it's not, and it might be for some other like problem that maybe he was revealing indirectly at the press conference, you know, like maybe there was personality stuff. We don't know that. We don't know anything about that from McDermott. You know, there was a Diggs moment. I've had questions about Allen because I've seen them just like kind of ignore each other on the sideline, but then there was snow angels, you know, like it's just, it's maybe like in most relationships, there's sort of both, but we don't know anything about, I don't know anything about McDermott having a problem with his players. And maybe this guy did, but either way, you have that question always. Is there a reason why I keep losing close to the end? Is there a reason that relates to him? Is there a malfunction here that I need to fix? And really, it's kind of hard to know from the outside. Everybody's got an opinion about it when it comes to him.
Yeah.
I think maybe more people than we think give, not that we think the same necessarily, but that feel like the Bills are at their ceiling with him. And maybe have thought this. We know there are people who have thought this for years. And they've been vindicated. They probably want, these are fans who want them to win. But so far,
yeah, they look pretty good. Right. They look pretty good. If your stance is he can't get it done, you haven't been wrong yet.
You haven't been wrong yet. And who knows if making a change 3 years ago would have paid off. I mean, they're not making one yet. And we'll see about the Dallas Stars, like whether they go to the finals and win because, not even because, with
a different guy.
If not because, a different guy. So, yeah, that's what is interesting to me about that is, and the press conference might shed some light on it. Okay, well, this might be a team where there's a fracture. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've got to address it.
Yeah.
The Bills are not,
as far
as we know.
I mean, you'd have to go to like what I would consider like a smoking gun event. And for that, I think you got to go all the way back to the divisional round in 21 for that. Like 13 seconds is change personnel, but tactics, you know, the kickoff, the alignment on those two plays that got the Chiefs into tying field goal range, that's as close to DeBoer panicking and pulling the goalie a few minutes into game 5 as we have. And it's far away now. And you know, I don't remember, you know, the Bills pretty much closed ranks there. There wasn't any reporting that I recall of guys. Now, there were some questions, you know, years after, maybe. I don't know. We're going to talk to Tyler Dunn at 4 o'clock, and maybe he can refresh our memory, because I know he talked to, I remember, Isaiah McKenzie and different players that he had relationships with. But I feel like a lot of the any criticism of McDermott from anonymous players was months, if not years later, about that scenario. It wasn't like right in the moment. This Dallas thing, right afterward, like by the weekend, there were numerous reports from the big people that, like, the players are unhappy, and they made it known to the GM. Like, they feel like DeBoer panicked, and now he threw the goalie under the bus, and no one's happy about it. So that could have just sealed the deal. Like, I don't think it had nothing to do with his getting fired, but he might have gotten fired if he said nothing after the game.
Well, part of that, too, is how do we know this? I mean, reporters are told when that happens, right? Like, there are players, maybe the key men,
Who want to tell you
that they have this problem with the coach. And, I mean, I don't want to be lazy about it, but it's like the Bills could have had that, and we just didn't hear about it.
Because
I think a lot of what that effort was, and I think in general the effort is to keep it inside.
Right.
So we're not going to talk about it, and even if, you know, if a player goes to, who do you want? If a player goes to a reporter and says, look, I mean, we've got, the players are upset for whatever reason, like this is a thing, that gets written. If there's a relationship there, that does get written, and that hasn't really happened. So I don't know, the Dallas thing. See, what it is on one day I can be like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, look how close they've been. It's hockey. You get a save, you get a bounce, a tip, you win. I mean, that's hockey. But listen to me right there. Do you want the owner of your team, do you want Terry Pegula to think like that? I bet most fans wouldn't. Most fans, I think, don't want to sort of give in to randomness. And it's not all random. It's not like it's only luck that means they lose in these finals. Right. Look who they're playing against, by the way. But still, like, it's not only luck, but there is a luck element. And I don't think people really like that in life, the idea that, even though it's very real, the idea that it's like sort of out of your control.
Right.
The draft. You pick a player, he bombs. It's your fault. You should have known not to pick that player. Like, there's many of us walk around like that. So on one day, wow, this guy's never done worse as the coach of the team in the conference finals. The obligatory, who are you going to get that's better? You know, how can you make that move? But I know there are people today who would be like, now that's a team with serious standards.
Right.
Because the semifinals 3 years in a row are not enough. And to that fan, we look ridiculous. That's the Sabres too.
Oh yeah.
Whether that's the drought Sabres or even Lindy a long time ago. All right, well, 5 years. Take Lindy, like 97 to 01. 5 years, you got a conference finals loss, you've got a cup finals loss, you've got a second round game seven home loss, Kasparaitis, with the best goalie of all time. Time to go.
Right.
You know, the Sabres were in bad shape as an organization then, but, you know, that's like right before you and I hooked up, and I think, like, there would have been some people that I don't really remember. There would have been some people then that would have thought this has reached its apex.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well,
what we'll do is we'll see what Dallas does, and then we'll decide whether it was the right move.
I suppose. I do think we won't know what Dallas is going to do by the time the Bills season has come and gone, though. And I do think this is now Toronto doesn't exactly fit. I mean, they're changing the roster now. They did this last year. They changed the coach last year for a second time through this, you know, this tenure of those kingpin play, the core four, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it. So that doesn't exactly fit right now, although they did make a big change at the very top of the organization in the hockey department with the president, Brendan Shanahan, being fired or just not being brought back, whatever. He's fired.
They don't say fired anymore.
Right.
It is fired.
Right.
I think.
But we've got right, Tom Thibodeau with the Knicks, and now this Dallas guy. And I don't know, is there anything I'm forgetting? Spurs won the Europa League and are going to Champions League next year. They fired their manager today.
That's right.
Not that that's going to be, you know, in the same stream of consciousness for a lot of our audience, but
it's
nonetheless,
okay. It's okay.
It's another example of a team that achieved something, you know, that they hadn't done maybe in a long time. In the case of the Knicks and Spurs, Dallas here 3 years in a row, and that is all, I think, going to inform the conversation around Sean McDermott. You know, like, if you're nodding at a team like Dallas, like you alluded to, right? If this makes us, the Bills, media, fans, who accept losing in the divisional round or losing to the Chiefs in the AFC title game, like, just keep going, it's going to get harder to defend that, I think, as we go. Now, irrespective of these moves, that was going to happen, I think, anyway. It's year 9 for Sean McDermott coaching this team now. And you don't get to have these jobs forever. So eventually that will run out. And it doesn't have to be that you have a year where you inexplicably, with no injuries to key people, win 7 games or something. It could just be, we need to take a step, and it's not happening. I think that is going to be front and center. But I think it was going to be anyway, but it gets harder to fend off, I think, with if this appeals to you, this mentality that Dallas exhibited today in making this move, it gets harder to defend your turf on keeping McDermott if you have the same result again, almost regardless of how it looks.
Almost, yeah, almost. You have I guess you always do, the similarity of can't fire your players, and you have an $8 million goalie, and you have Allen, like you've got
– right.
Allen doesn't really get any of the blame for what's happened, and that's, I think, mostly correct. Maybe the goalie is different in that series. I guess maybe that can be said. From the sauna today, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for being with us. Next, Sam Panayotovic, who is off to Saratoga. He might be there by now for the races. The Belmont is this weekend, right? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Dunn will join us, as you mentioned. And we will look for your calls as we go. 803-0550. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.